Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here, and it's time for this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. This week we're showing Thunderbirds Are Go. It's based on the still fondly remembered kids' TV series, Thunderbirds, which was one of the Super Marionation programs produced by Jerry and Sylvia Anderson. Super Marionation is, by the way, a fancy way of saying puppets. Well, sophisticated marionettes, to be more precise. Now, the Andersons' first official Super Marionation production was Supercar, which was followed by Fireball XL5, and then Stingray, and then Thunderbirds. Now, the series is about the adventures of the brave Tracy family and their organization International Rescue, and it has what any kid of that era, or any kid today, would want in a TV show: cool vehicles and big explosions. Now, this movie was made after the second and last season of the TV show, as the Andersons hoped to break into the U.S. market in a big way, which was sort of the same reasoning that was behind the movie Doctor Who and the Daleks, which we showed not too long ago. Now, unfortunately, this movie didn't do very well at the box office, and neither did the sequel, Thunderbird 6, which we might show sometime in the future. So the Andersons went back to TV, and they still had a lot of success, including three more Super Marionation series, before they moved on to the more sophisticated live-action shows, like UFO and Space 1999, which are two favorites of mine, by the way. This movie has two big attractions of the original series: some excellent visual effects directed by future Oscar winner Derek Meddings, and a great musical score by Barry Gray, who composed most of the music for the Andersons TV shows. Oh, and one more thing about the movie. When you watch it at the end, read the closing credits carefully. Trust me on that. Now, as for the Thunderbirds franchise, it's still been pretty active. The original series has been syndicated all over. There was an anime series sort of based on the show, which was retitled Thunderbirds 2099 for the U.S. There was a live-action movie with Bill Paxton a few years ago that both fans and Jerry Anderson weren't too happy with. And a more recent CGI reboot series called Thunderbirds Are Go, which was much better received. Now, in addition to the movie, we've also got a cartoon today. It's another of the Fleischer Studios Superman cartoons. It's called The Bulleteers, and it features a cool vehicle and big explosions. But this time, it's the bad guys who control the vehicle, and the Man of Steel has to stop them. Now, don't forget, you don't have to watch these movies on Friday right at the stroke of 2 o'clock. You can access them anytime via the posted links. And you can look up the previous movies we've hosted on our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. All those links are listed there. And we're still interested in your feedback. Please leave your comments or suggestions on our Facebook page, or you can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can call us at 908-754-7885, or you can just stop by if you want. I mean, that would be nice too. Well, thanks very much for stopping by. And now, from Paramount in 1942, here's The Bulleteers, and from United Artists in 1966, and featuring a sort of guest appearance by rock star Cliff Richard, here's Thunderbirds Are Go, FAB.